With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Federal officials opening a probe into Jack Smith, the former special counsel who investigated then-candidate Donald Trump before his re-election. Here's Bob Agnew with the story.
The Office of Special Counsel, an independent federal agency, has confirmed that Smith is now under investigation on suspicions he engaged in illegal political activity. Smith was named special counsel to investigate Donald Trump by then-Attorney General Merrick Garland in November of 2022. He prosecuted two federal cases against Trump in the lead-up to the 2024 presidential election. The president and his Republican allies, including Senator Tom Cotton, have accused Smith of violating the Hatch Act, a federal law that bans certain public officials from engaging in political activity. Bob Agnew reporting.
Protesters in Thailand demanding the resignation of their prime minister.
Thais protested for the second time in over a month to denounce their leader, Pithiphrantan Shinawat, who they say betrayed the nation in a leaked phone conversation with the former Cambodian leader. The Thai Constitutional Court suspended Shinawat over the call and is deliberating whether to evict her from office permanently. As the demonstration's drumbeats rang through Bangkok, the memory of the deadly five-day border clash still lingered. A fragile ceasefire to the worst conflict between Thailand and Cambodia in decades appears to be holding. I'm Naeon Kim.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says the blame for the humanitarian crisis in Gaza falls squarely on the back of Hamas.
They're the ones who still hold hostages. They're the ones who killed innocent Israelis back on October the 7th, and they refused to allow these food supplies to make their way to the Palestinians who presumably they are supportive of.
Senator Cornyn spoke this week on the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. America's churches continue to be vandalized.
Around the time the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade in 2022, law enforcement saw an uptick in the number of attacks on houses of worship. The problem has not abated. Less than 2 weeks ago, St. Elizabeth of Hungary Church in Pleasant Hills, Pennsylvania, was covered in graffiti. Other houses of worship have been burned or had windows broken. There's also been a surge in attacks on churches across Canada. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Trump administration investigating the Oregon Department of Education for allowing boys to compete on girls' athletic teams. That probe follows a complaint by America First Policy Institute saying that a number of high school-age female athletes in the state had lost medals and opportunities to males. The administration says the transgender athlete policies clearly violate Title IX. This is SRN News. Well, beware of a certain energy drink.
Energy drinks that mistakenly contain vodka are being recalled in more than a half dozen states. High Noon is recalling two production lots of High Noon Beach Variety packs because some contain cans with vodka inside that were mislabeled as Celsius Astro Vibe energy drink. The company says the cans contain vodka seltzer and were mislabeled as Sparkling Blue Raz flavored Celsius Astro Vibe energy drinks. The packs were distributed to retailers in Florida, New York, Ohio, South Carolina, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Keith Peters, Washington.
She was a wonderful lady, a sweetheart, and loved by all. One of country music's grandest ladies has died from complications of an intestinal infection. Jeannie Seeley had undergone numerous surgeries recently. She had also battled pneumonia. Jeannie Seeley dead at the age of 85. More details at srnnews.com.